biggest issue that arises from this is that people start to lose their self-worth, they lose their self-respect, eventually drift into a situation where they're in a downward spiral as far as both their mental health and their physical health is concerned, which then causes all sorts of problems for them, for their families, for the medical services, who then have to maybe step in and do something about it. This became very apparent during the COVID lockdown, and we had a massive increase in the number of people who were contacting us. One of the things we're working on at the moment is digital inclusion, which can help people quite considerably to overcome their isolation and loneliness, particularly if they've got family maybe who are in Australia, who they don't see very often. But if we can get them to, if you like, to overcome the fear of IT and get them to start using computers, then that can open up a whole new world to them. And it can be a very big issue for somebody to actually pick up the phone, whether they're saying that I'm isolated and lonely, or whether I've got financial difficulties, or whether I haven't got enough food to eat. I think it often takes an awful lot of courage for somebody to actually pick up the phone and actually admit that. If knowing it themselves, but then actually saying out loud, I've got these problems, is difficult. But there are a lot of ways, and I think one of the concerns we've got at the moment, I don't want to get political on this at all, but it's the closure of the mobile library. The mobile library obviously does provide a lifeline to a lot of people whose main connection is when the bus calls once a week to exchange their library books, where they can not only exchange their library book, but they can chat to the librarian, or they can chat to other readers who are there getting their books as well. And to some of these people, that does create a lifeline. It's the only time that they see somebody, in the same way as the postman is often the only person somebody may see in the course of a week. Another thing we've come across recently is that with a change in retail establishments, people have not got the same amount of time to stop and chat to people. And if we've got two coffee bars closing in Douglas, then again, that's places where people who are lonely and isolated might well go to talk to their friends or meet their friends. They happen to be out doing some shopping, and they just meet up for a chat. So these are all things that that we are concerned about. And one of the things we want to do this in the coming months is to set up some sort of forum, not a conference, but some sort of forum, some sort of symposium, where we can start drawing people together to chat about these issues and look at the consequences of things happening. As I say, that certainly for a lot of people, the closure of the public library is has consequences, and I'm not sort of offering that we look at that the problem there. But I think we look at it in the round, that if these things are happening, what problems are they going to throw up, and how can we address them? And I think one of the prime examples was in COVID, where we had the warm spaces. That brought a lot of people together. Some of them are still meeting, but it brought them together for a reason, and they then found companionship there. So it's making sure we can try and get people talking to each other. It's something which no one organization can address on its own.